This is Dr. Mejia, detained for the patient Marita Ruiz, medical records 119738, date of birth 11/26/1956. Referring physician, Dr. Eduardo Ramirez. Procedure performed, colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsy, state of the procedure October 28, 2022. Indications, history of diverticulitis, diarrhea, history of colon polyp, post-op diagnosis, impression 1. Internal hemorrhage, number 2, diverticulosis coli, number 3, possible mucosal prolapse in the proximal transverse colon, next number, 2 colon polyps removed, per paragraph. Deformation, cecum, complication, non-immediately medication as per monitor anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 9 minutes, preparation was good, per paragraph. Over procedure as per colonoscopy template, per paragraph findings, anorectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, period, sigmoid descending colon scattered early diverticulosis present, per paragraph, and the rectal sigmoid colon, there's a diminutive polyp. About 3 millimeters pelvic biopsy polypectomy performed, per paragraph. Spinifexia pyonoma, per paragraph. In the transverse colon, mid-transverse, there's a diminutive polyp about 3 millimeters pelvic biopsy polypectomy performed, per paragraph. And the proximal transverse colon, there is a erythematous mucosa area consistent with possible mucosal prolapse. This is about 1 centimeter in size. Biopsies were taken, per paragraph. Mucosa appears prominent in that area, per paragraph. Hepatic flexure appear normal, per paragraph. Ascending colon appeared normal, per paragraph. Cecum appear normal, per paragraph. Biopsies were taken from the right and left side of the colon. Rule out microscopic colitis, per paragraph. Recommendations, 1, for pathology reports. Number 2, high fiber diet. 3, fiber supplementation. Next number, monitor clinic. Next number, repeat colonoscopy in 5 years. Next number, also add to findings in the transverse colon. Scattered diverticulosis present, period.